Hello to you, and you, and you, and to everyone gathered here today. Thank you for coming to visit me on this special occasion. My name is Woodrow, but you can call me Woody. That's what my friends call me. We trees don't normally talk like humans. Sometimes you can hear us whisper, with a little help from the wind. Do we have other ways to communicate? I'll come back to that question later. You may have noticed that we beech trees love to show off. When you walk through the woods in the middle of winter, you'll notice that all of the other trees have dropped their leaves on the ground. Well, except for a few oaks. But it's us well-dressed beech trees that stand out in the forests of New England. Our leaves tinted beige as the winter light passes through them. What else can I tell you about myself? Well, beech trees usually live to be at least 200 years old. I'm not going to tell you my age, but I'll give you a hint. Take my diameter in inches and multiply by 6. If you would like to take a minute to estimate my age now, feel free to stop me by hitting pause. If you do the calculation, you will see that I am still in my prime. Some humans say that my smooth gray bark reminds them of an elephant's skin. I'll take that as a compliment. What I don't appreciate is when humans carve their initials in my bark to impress their sweethearts. Ouch! That doesn't leave a very good impression on me. Have you ever heard of Jane Goodall? She is a famous scientist who spent years living in the jungle and studying chimpanzees. She fell in love with nature when she was a child. She had a favorite tree in her backyard that she liked to climb. It was a beech tree. Jane would tie a rope to a basket and use it to haul up books, snacks, and sometimes her homework. She would spend hours sitting in that tree and dreaming about what it would be like to live in a forest when she grew up. By pursuing her scientific curiosity, Jane was able to live out her dream. Jane's beech tree could be one of my distant cousins. That would put her tree and me in the same tree family. Or should I say, family tree? Here in this forest, you can see that some of my closest neighbors are also close relatives, which is to say that they are other beech trees. But I am also connected in important ways with the other plants and animals of the forest. Feel free to stop me here for a minute to look all around and notice how many other plants and animals live here with me. We forest dwellers take care of each other. The beech nuts I produce feed an army of squirrels. And when I reach old age, my bark becomes brittle, and my branches are bare, I may remain standing for years, providing shelter for a woodpecker looking for a place to carve out a home and raise a family. By that time, one of my beech nuts, buried by a squirrel and then forgotten, will have grown up and be ready to take my place. Here in the forest, nothing is wasted. Speaking of waste, we non-humans could teach you a thing or two. Take recycling, for example. We've got recycling down to a science. We don't need plastic bins and noisy trucks. In a forest, there is a constant cycle of growth and decomposition. We were composting before there was even a name for it. It just comes natural to us. Recently, some scientists have been asking if we trees have a secret way of talking to each other. There are fungal networks underground that connect the roots of one tree to another. Scientists are studying how these networks allow the exchange of nutrients. There is a theory that trees suffering from disease or drought may send signals through these networks that allow other trees to adapt to such threats. Some call this the Wood Wide Web. I'm not going to give away any secrets today, but perhaps some of you younger folk should consider pursuing a career in science, so that you can come up with scientifically verifiable answers to some of these questions. That's what Jane Goodall did. Well, I could go on, but you probably would like to continue your walk. Thank you for visiting me today. It's been a pleasure meeting you.